The Wild Fish Conservancy, a Washington state conservation group, sued the National Marine Fisheries Service in March. The group's seeking an injunction blocking commercial king salmon fishing off southeast Alaska and argues that salmon catches by Alaska fishing fleets are taking away an important food for an endangered population of orca whales. The Alaska Trollers Association has joined the lawsuit to ensure Alaskans are represented. Association board member Mark Roberts of Petersburg requested $2,500 for the legal effort.
We are requesting funds for legal fees. We want a legal representation in the courtroom, a decision that would affect the Southeast Alaska Trollers livelihood.
Alaska fishermen point to other threats to the endangered orcas in Washington and Oregon, namely polluted waters and dammed rivers blocking salmon migration, and they argue that closing the fishery in Alaska would do little to boost salmon numbers for orcas. Fishing for king salmon is governed by the Pacific Salmon Treaty, negotiated every 10 years by fisheries managers in the United States and Canada. Petersburg Assemblymember Bob Lind supported the argument of the Trollers Association, but did not think the payment could be seen as benefiting everyone in Petersburg.
Where do I draw the line that this is an appropriate expenditure of borough funds when it actually, limits it to a certain group?
Lynn wondered if the borough would be supporting other fishing gear groups in their legal actions as well. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci disagreed and thought borough's support of the legal action was worthwhile.
I mean, I think commercial fishermen can agree that they're getting leaned on by all sides from down south and sometimes even in the States. So I'm going to support this. I mean, I appreciate what the trollers are doing. They got a tough road ahead of them, and I think we can afford this.
The Assembly and staff could not remember a past example of the municipal government supporting a legal action from an industry group. Other Assembly members were concerned about setting such a precedent and wondered if there would be additional requests. The Trollers Association says it's soliciting donations from other municipalities along with its membership. The vote was 5-2 to approve the payment to the Trollers Association, with Lynn and Jay Stanton Greger voting no. The payment will come out of the Assembly's budget. That lawsuit seeks an injunction against the troll fishery, expected to open July 1st, and it applies to federal waters or waters 3 miles off Alaska's coastline. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.